This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You can see video now of that Russian warplane needling a U.S. drone on Tuesday. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Pentagon has released video of an incident over the Black Sea between a U.S. drone and a Russian fighter jet. The video shows a Russian Su-27 fighter jet approaching the rear of a U.S. Air Force MQ-9 drone. Then the fighter jet begins releasing fuel and passes over the drone, which disrupts the drone's video transmission but does not damage the propeller. Then the Russian jet approaches the U.S. drone again. The jet begins to release fuel as it gets closer to the drone and passes over it even closer. This time the jet collides with the U.S. drone, and the drone's camera feed is lost for about 60 seconds.
The U.S. brought the drone down into the sea. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will tell the Senate Finance Committee this morning that this nation's banking system is sound and Americans can feel confident about their deposits. Two banks collapsed a few days ago, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Many people in California are still dealing with that flooding. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Weather woes remain. An additional 61,000 people remain under evacuation warnings. California's Governor Gavin Newsom.
We do have, as I speak, 31 shelters that are operating in 14 counties in the state of California.
And there is more weather on the way.
None of us naive about what we're looking forward to next week, potentially on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, a 12th atmospheric river.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A freight train carrying hazardous materials derailed in Arizona last night near the border with California and Nevada. No spills or leaks, say authorities, as far as they know, and no injuries reported. This is AP News. An overseas bank is strengthening up. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Swiss lender Credit Suisse's shares have soared after central bank aid was announced. The bank leader's shares have gained 30% after it announced it will move to shore up its finances by borrowing up to $54 billion from the Swiss central bank. It's a massive swing after its shares plunged on the SIX stock exchange a day earlier after its biggest shareholder said it would not invest more money. That had dragged down other European banks as fears about the banking system expanded overseas following the collapse of some US banks. Credit Suisse, which was beset by problems long before the US bank failures, says it would exercise an option to borrow up to 50 billion francs or $53.7 billion from the central bank. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.